Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you! What's up, what's up, what's up? That's right, PAB, back in effect. The PAB, for all our slightly slower people, yes, stands for the Po-Ass Brother, for all you white folk, Po-Ass Boricua. I would roll with the Pablo Siete Siete for all my football fans, but right now football is... We up in New York right now, Jets, Giants, something kind of, well, I'm pulling for the, you know what, I ain't even going to get into that. Anyway, I am back with you guys, 30 minutes. Normally, I'm here with my boy, DJ Sid. Last two shows, that hasn't happened. Last show we had, technically, is a best of show. It was a free download. You guys can go and grab it. All the shows that we've done now for over a year are available for free download over at the Blog Talk Radio page, blogtalkradio.com/thebodega, duh spelled D-A, all right, spelling it phonetically, all right, because we hood like that. We hood like that, man. If I could sit here with a tropical fantasy, it'd be popping off, but I can't get one. Anyway, like I was saying, DJ Sid's usually rolling with us. A lot of shit's been happening with me and Sid, so it's been kind of tricky trying to get something to pop off. That's why I'm here with you this afternoon for the two people that are listening live. You know, I appreciate it. So I'm just here to remind you guys, we around. We didn't go nowhere. We just took a longer break than expected. But in the interim, until we get shit going, you know, also there's other shows on the Blog Talk platform, if you will, on the internet, especially for you people who listen to podcasts. Or you people who listen to it on the computer while you're at work. I'm going to try not to curse too much today. Can't promise that, but I'm going to try. But the big thing is my boy, Tim Morrison, formerly also known as the Zombie from the first ECW show, Wrestling. He has his own show with my boy, Eric Adams, called The Black Heart Revolution. Or Blackheart Anger Management, or I forgot the name of the show. Sorry, guys. But, you know, just search Blackheart. You guys are bound to run into it. He's been doing show after show after show after show after show. He's been on a goddamn hot streak while we've been on break. So, you know, I'll put it like this. We're brothers in arms together, man. If this was one radio station, we're just on at two different points of the day. That's all it is. But, anyway, you know what? Since I'm just fumbling around and shit, and a big thing for today's show also is to figure out the board, because Blog Talk has actually changed things around. And before me and Sid really get into doing a long show where it's more talking than music, I'm trying to get a feel for it and trying to figure it out. It's just me, no super intern Deuce, because I don't need him around today. He's just going to make it more difficult. Sid's busy doing his thing. It's the middle of the afternoon, people, when we're recording this. So I'm just trying to figure stuff out. Like, I'm already heated. I just found out that Blog Talk now, we have a 1 hour limit for the live show. Our limit used to be 2 hours. Now we get a 1 hour limit for when we do live shows, which kind of sucks. Our regular shows are an hour, but more often than not, especially the last couple, we went well over an hour. We'll see what happens in the future with that, which I think is some BS, but it is what it is. Anyway, right now, in the background, you are here in Wu-Tang. You are here in the Mystery of Chess Boxing. Hell, I can't even front. Today I was watching some Shaw Brothers, checking out Five Deadly Venoms. for those that like the old school badly dubbed kung fu movies, that is one of the top cult classic martial arts features out there. I'm not making that up. So go check that out. I was checking it out, you know, getting my wah, you know, just getting silly with it. Anyway, back to what I was going to get to. Wu-Tang. One of the things that's popping off right now is Raekwon's album came out a couple months ago called Built for Cuban Links Part 2, which was a real hot album. Unfortunately, it came out the same time as Jay-Z's Blueprint 3 album, so I think it kind of got a little shadowed, but I think it's a better album than the Blueprint 3. So right now, with the Wu, Raekwon, Method Man, and Ghostface have decided to get together and do a little like mini group album, just the three of them. It was supposed to come out before the end of the year. Apparently, it's not happening. There's videos, there's even teaser videos out on the internet that are kind of like play out like the way the film Seven plays out, like little murders, and you see like painted in blood, like the tags on the wall and stuff. And they're really, they're doing a little something. They're getting viral with it. They really are. But that one was supposed to come before the end of the year. It's officially confirmed. Raekwon has said the album is not going to come out this year. It's going to come out 2010 because they want to be sure that it's dope and they get it right and that everybody really enjoys it. So they're not going to force the issue. But for anybody who is listening or download, anybody who's checking it out, I got a little something for you. The quality is not that great. Somebody got their hands on the Meth vs. Chef number 2. Meth vs. Chef was originally a track on Method Man's The Cal album back in 95, I believe. Well, they went back to the world. There's a Meth vs. Chef number 2 that's going to be on this album, allegedly. I got a radio rip of it, so it's not the best, but for those that care and those that want to hear some new woo, here you go, Meth vs. Chef number 2.
Mathematics, break it out to new shit first.
We gonna get into some shit unheard before.
This is a Math Files exclusive.
Yeah, blow my nose for me, man. Word up, man. Spit in your mouth, piss on your bitch. We the risk it, is everything real about this, dude? You fucking with the niggas that splash stuff. Slave masters, master, dumb move, blast and slut. We want it all living in Persia. Burn something. Snow White Rose, Bulldog, Erskima. Yo, say Erskima, I got around the corner here. Shit on your crew, nigga is woo. Rap athlete, track sheet bigger than you. If you ask me, the cash rule. Nigga, eat that pussy, you cat food. I sneeze on the track, get at you. I'm sick in the head, I'm getting some head. If she ain't about getting some bread, I'm getting this bag. Real talk, mommy, you gotta bounce. Wow, like Indians, Al Caponians. Not from Chicago, my gun named Margo. It's only when we in beef, we humble indeed. Might kill 4 or 5 niggas, die in my sleep. I argue though, who the best, we hardly know. I came through in the S, wash me, yo. Do that, man. Niggas digging their nose and digging their ass. When I got chips, can't none of y'all dig in my bag. I pop shit, my killers is black. I got chicks that got chicks, my real world, realer than rap. I'm hot, bitch, material, meth, beyond lyrical. Wake up every morning.
The Meth Files.
Yo,
hip hop.
Blow my nose for me, man. Word up, man. Spit in your mouth, piss on your bitch. We the risk it, is everything real about this, dude? You fucking with the niggas that splash stuff. Slave masters, master, dumb move, blast and slut. We want it all living in Persia. Burn something. Snow White Rose, Bulldog, Erskima. Yo, say Erskima, I got around the corner here. Shit on your crew, nigga is woo. Rap athlete, track sheet bigger than you. If you ask me, the cash rule. Nigga, eat that pussy, you cat food. I sneeze on the track, get at you. I'm sick in the head, I'm getting some head. If she ain't about getting some bread, I'm getting this bag. Real talk, mommy, you gotta bounce. Wow, like Indians, Al Caponians. Not from Chicago, my gun named Margo. It's only when we in beef, we humble indeed. Might kill 4 or 5 niggas, die in my sleep. I argue though, who the best, we hardly know. I came through in the S, wash me, yo. Do that, man. Niggas digging their nose and digging their ass. When I got chips, can't none of y'all dig in my bag. I pop shit, my killers is black. I got chicks that got chicks, my real world, realer than rap. I'm
hot bitch material, map beyond lyrical. Wake up every morning, eat that Cap'n Crunch cereal.
That's that shit right there.
Dick game super, group of fish, Chris group lottos. I'ma bring it back one wish, fresh to death. I'm always, always Ray in the hallways. Yeah, always say y'all rappers gon' feel my pain. But the other way around, when it's going down, I'm gon' rain. That's my shit, nigga, get the fuck out of
me. Fuck, you pay me. If Dirt Dog can see me now, he probably say, fuck, you pay me. Blowing smoke cloud, shit's crazy. Do rag it on, get wavy. Rap ain't done shit for me lately. It's ass backwards, this game trying to play me. I bet this never happens to Jay-Z.
Get money, fuck them haters, real talk.
Pay me, play me, weigh me, just the right measurement. This may happen in a day, G. I'ma keep it real for real, G's. Niggas is lame, industry pussies. We can't fail these, regardless that I'm paid in flossy. Rich in the mind, I do this for the nine niggas who force me. Y'all niggas just playing me, man.
Your motherfucking, your mom's hair so short, she's fucking, she take a shower and get brainwashed.
Your mother be having old gold icy stashed in the freezer.
Your mom's so short, she modeled for trophies. Oh, shit. Your mom's got three teeth, one in her mouth and two in her pocket. Oh, shit. Your mom's hair so short when she get corn braids, they like stitches.
Oh, shit. All right, folks.
All right, we are back. For anybody who's a regular listener to the show, also another thing, a lot of the sound effects are ghost right now, man. A lot of stuff that we played, the shotguns, the punch, all the stuff, man, a lot of it is ghost right now. Right now we got to rebuild it. It's almost like we got to rebuild the show. I'm lucky I still got the damn intro. Anybody who wants to call, which I doubt because we only got like 18 minutes left. Anybody who wants to call, it's a New York area code number. The number is 914-803-4124. That is 914-803-4124. It doesn't spell shit. It's just 914-803-4124. And because I'm also tap dancing on this show right now, trying to kill time, birthday shout-outs. I never do this, but I'm giving birthday shout-outs because it seems like this past week, crazy people's birthdays have been jumping off, starting with my mama. But my mama don't listen, so we ain't giving her no birthday shout-outs. But big up to my boy Esteban de Jesus. You know who you are. I call him Diesel. My man is 54. Big up to my man Ricky Vega, formerly a TNA Machete. My man is 43. And my boy Vic Venom, right now, he's 17. All right. All their birthdays popped off this week. Big ups to all of them. I'm laughing because there's some in-jokes going on right now with them. But if they hear this, they'll get what I'm saying. All love. Anyway, man, I never thought I'd do this. Snoop has an album coming out. And my personal opinion right now is Snoop's on a musical front has been falling off a bit. He's been too comfortable. And I heard a track. Some of y'all may have heard this already. Like I said, we haven't been on in like 2 months, so I might be, if I play anything today, it might be a little, you know, it might have been a minute, you know what I mean? Because we're just getting to stuff. But let me be sure I even got the track, y'all. But whatchamacallit? Snoop got a new album coming out. I think he's been falling off. I think he's gotten too comfortable. He made no secret. His last album, he had writers. An MC, a rapper, has writers. That doesn't make no goddamn sense to me. But either way, Snoop Dogg went old school with it on the beat. I heard the song. Lyrically, ain't that great. But the beat, I believe, pushes it over that hill. DJs have been jumping all over this on the East Coast. So, yo, West Coast rapper representing with an East Coast beat, Snoop Dogg, I want to rock. Feel me.
Right about man.
It's your East Side partner, Big Snoopy D-O. Turf like D-Lo, catch me on your Devo. Yeah. Long Beach with me, the city and the turf chump. Get turf sunk with the turf pump. I'm geeked up. I'm on my tip. Turn it up. What you here for? I'm going all in. That's what I do. My little jerky. What's up with you? Little rapping. Tapping out. I'm almost 20 in. The f*** you rapping about? My n***a built up. The homies going big. I'm all in the club. Bro, 20 crib. You see a G, you better know the deal. You see the colors, fool, I'm in the street for real. I'm gigging on these, do them like dominoes. I slam them on their back, and tell them bombing up. The 38, the same colors, the Chevrolet. 501 zone, gangsters looking good. I'm in the club, home, chucking up the hood. We the West, boy, yeah, you see the shirt. Smoking on that Kobe, with that perk. I gotta get her money, baby, hella thick. She said her name was Seven, call me Michael Vick. Cause I'm a dog, give them the chicken dash. What you call, folk, if I ain't hit that? I'm Snoopy Digo Dub, I get it poppin' good. And when I'm in the building, they get to poppin' up. They get to spendin' cash, screamin' T.I.U. Now gon' turn it up, lil' mama look at you. I'm giggin' on these, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bombin' up. Dog chilling, looking like a million. Yeah, got it, I'ma leave it to my children. Tonight I'm on some other sh- and baby loving it. Hella fast, rip that like an oven mitt. I'm gooped up, boy, rich as boy. Black and gold brake, that's my truck, boy. I'm on my east side, I'm working. I got the party going, and it's jerking. My n***s all on, we rolling out thick. Getting in, you better pick up. Cause when I shut it down, the party's over with. She called me Superman, I'm on my soldier. Boss dog, get him, I sick him and take him home. West Coast, I'm on my phone. I'm gigging on these, do them like dominoes. And slam them on their back, and tell them bombing up.
That's right. I Want to Rock Snoop Dogg. The man, I think, sold out. I mean, just my opinion, even though the song's hot. And if you don't believe me, hey, Snoop just recently lent his voice to a GPS, the TomTom. The TomTom company are using his voice as a celebrity voice for their GPS system. You know, and it doesn't make sense to have that. That just screams to me sellout. I'm sorry. Or not even sellout. Just crossed over too far. I can't see anybody rocking a GPS with Snoop's voice on it. Give him credit for trying to expand, but I didn't think that was a smart move. Yo, bring me back to MC Hammer show. You know what I'm saying? Like, for that, you know? It just doesn't make no damn sense. Anyway, also got a big up to my boy Joe, who just sent me in something that he thought I would find of interest. Because I'm a freak like that. So, family, if you're listening, you may want to kill this. My cousins are cool, but any aunts, uncles, mom, y'all ain't going to hear this next part. Actually, you know what? I wonder with our stupid switchboard if we have still the ticker tape. You guys got to forgive me for a minute right now. I am just, like I said, I'm tap dancing. I'm. Ooh, all right, here we go. Let's go. Go in. Where is it? I thought it was supposed to work. See, this is why I need help. All right, we straight. Ooh, but that's kind of loud, yo. All right, we'll see what's up. All right. Did not kill that shit. All right, sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. Anyway, going back to what I was going to say, British are sexual freaks apparently, because either that or the newspapers is covering things differently. I got a news story here where apparently a woman almost bit off her husband's penis. Now, you can think, all right, there's plenty of things that could have happened, and I'm pretty sure anybody who's listening who's interested is wondering, okay, what did they do? Well, this one has a nice little twist on it. She almost bit it off while he was cooking pancakes. And he was cooking pancakes, and she was giving him oral sex, all right? Apparently, in the heat of passion, he lost his grip on the pan. And the little excess oil that's on the pan, like, I guess he didn't hold it. Like, I'm trying to visualize this while I explain it. But I guess he didn't hold it straight, so oil hit her back. And she was naked. So picture hot oil hitting her back while she's going down at him as he's standing at the stove. So then she clenched. And in agony, he did what some people probably think Tiger Woods should have did. Okay, I know. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have went there. My bad. You got to have fun with it. Anyway, so either way, oil hits her back. She clenches down. My man, Chris Breezy on her ass. I turned it for the old school. He started bashing her on the head with the frying pan. And both were treated in the hospital. Both of them admitted everything because there was some intense questionings, apparently, because they wanted to be sure. And the final outcome of all this, the man, of course, needed treatment to his penis, while the wife had burns, a broken cheekbone, and two black eyes. If I had a rim shot, I'd play it, but they took it away from me. And if that's not enough, apparently a woman also fainted grocery shopping. All right, 33-year-old housewife was apparently wearing a pair of battery-operated, quote-unquote, passion pants, vibrating panties. Yes, they're out there if you didn't know about it. And apparently she had them on while she was shopping because she just had to get a nut. And she got so overly stimulated that she passed out. She lost consciousness and hit her head on the floor in a crowded supermarket. Okay? And apparently when the paramedics arrived trying to revive her, she was still vibrating, like if shit wasn't crazy enough. So either way, they kept her identity private. She didn't have no long-lasting effects. They gave her back the damn panties in a plastic bag. And you've got to love the supermarket. The supermarket actually played into it. They, a spokesperson for the supermarket out over in England said, "We like to think that shopping with us is exciting enough." You gotta love that. You gotta respect that, goddammit. Anyway, moving forward, going into another track, all right? One of my favorite groups of all time, Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip's been doing his thing for a minute. We've talked about on the show every now and then Five Dog, because Five Dog has been having a lot of medical issues. And because he's a diabetic and he's been having complications this past year and a half, like where he was doing Rock the Bells last year and he had to be removed for certain dates due to issues with it. But he still, every now and then, he'll kick something. Right now, De La Soul is on the verge of celebrating, I think, a 20-year anniversary of being in the game. So there's a bunch of mixtape stuff that's going to start coming out in the next couple of months. Well, the first shot, Fife Dog redid Please Porridge, or Porridge Please, I forgot which way it goes. He did it for 09. Anybody who loves the Tribe Called Quest, new Fife Dog, giving big ups to De La Soul. Check it out. All my 90s heads, stand up. Turn this up if you ain't hear this shit. And you know you ain't hear this shit because mixtape DJs out there ain't playing it because they're too caught up in G-Unit and Juelz and Lil Wayne. They ain't jumping on the radio because the radio done went to hell. You know what? I'm gonna play the motherfucker. Here we go. Fife Dog. Peep this.
Yeah. speakers to get blown.
Million chains around your neck, homie, fuck out of here. This dude is mad. Get him locked out here. Go ahead, call the police. See if they care. Soon as I'm turning head, yeah, I'm out of here. Reset, jump through my air. It's so amazing how these cats get. Shit, I got just the first to take out the trash. Hey, yo, Merc, go Freddy Fox, and he'll get in the ass. I love to see these rappers play each other. When my natives come around, niggas.
Big up to my boy Dave for giving us that drop, which was ridiculous. Also, we are taking any submissions for any audio drops or any little audio commercials. Yeah, we'll play them. We don't mind. So we're winding down. I've been chilling with you guys for easily now 28 minutes. We're talking from the second you heard the beginning of the music, the 20th Century Fox, all the way to now. I don't know when the next show is going to be. Me and DJ Sid are going to come back with y'all. This show was last minute, just trying to see how everything was working. It looks like it's fine. We are missing a lot of clips, but for those that have been checking out the show or downloading the old one, thank you very much on behalf of me, DJ Sid, and Deuce, wherever the hell he's at, punk ass. Also check out Blackheart Revolution, which is also on Blog Talk Radio for the Blackheart Anger Management Hour, hosted by my boy Tim Arson and Eric Adams, who has been a frequent guest on the show. Good people. I like them. And they're funny. You know, if you're into talk radio, go check them out, especially if you're into wrestling. Anyway, we just got the cue that we're about to be throwing the hell off the air. So, either way, it's faint in the background, but I hear it, the Hulk Walking Away theme. Wow. I should be wearing some purple pants right now. Anyway, man, let me get all the plugs out the way. So for those that download the show or listen to it through other means, home base of operations, especially listen to the live show, is blogtalkradio.com/DA Bodega. Or you can check out conglomerate.podomatic.com. That's DJ Sid's thing, also with mixes on there. He also hosts a lot of the shows. You can subscribe to iTunes, free, completely free, man. So if you got an iPod, boom, there you go, straight. Also, we're on Mevio, so look for the Bodega on Mevio to listen to a lot of the older shows streaming. But, you know, we also got the MySpace, myspace.com/SkillsRow, Skills Row, and you can also, I'm trying to think about the other thing, also you can look for Conglomerate Radio on Facebook. That's also the home base for this show on there. Either way, we're out. On behalf of DJ Sid and myself, thank you. We'll be back soon, all right? Peace, everybody.